Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Come on now, some local music on East Coast Radio. KZN's one hit music station. Deepa, Holly Ray, please make some music. I love the fact that she's representing KZN. So, we're out to Holly Ray. Just before this one, Floor Rider. I don't like it. I love it. We hang out till 6 p.m. on a Thursday. You know, every time Stacey and Jay Spoon on the radio, it means one thing. The day is almost done. And right now, we're about to get into our parents' bag because one such person within the Stacey and Jay Spoon team has realized that they are slowly becoming their mother.
Okay, and it's not Nicholas Tatham,
unfortunately. It's not Nicholas Tatham.
Golf extraordinaire.
Unfortunately,
okay.
No.
Okay.
But we all have this moment, man, when you know you're doing something or you're saying something, and then you have a moment of like, oh, that's what my mom would have done. That's what my dad would have done. Have I turned into my mom?
Let's be honest. Let's talk about it, guys. This has been happening slowly but surely. I'm pretty sure from the day I was born. I believe that was my mother's entire intention, was to have a carbon copy of herself.
And you are it.
And she nailed it. Mm-hmm. She has been correcting my behavior ever since.
Cute, man.
And like, listen, my mother's the best.
Yeah.
So she wanted kids in her own image, and she made both my sister and I so. But I think I'm more like my mom than my sister is. My sister's a bit like a young, wild, and free, you know?
Okay.
Whereas I'm more by the books. But like, to put things into perspective, all three of us were head girls.
Yeah.
All three of us were straight A students.
Shout out.
All three of us have very severe anxiety issues, you know?
Yeah.
Fear of failure.
You take the good and the bad, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's a bit of both.
Because this is what happens. At some point, you open your mouth, then your mother comes out, and everybody has had one of those moments. So,
yeah.
Because these kids are still drooling and chilling, we're going to open this one up to the parents and have a little parents hotline, I would imagine. In what way are you... I shared now. Now you must share as well. We are being vulnerable, guys. Vulnerability, as Brené Brown likes to say. In what way are you just like your parents? Is it in the way that you walk, the way that you talk, what you eat, how you deal with people, your phone etiquette, the way that you drive, the way that you reason, your weird side eyes to other people? You know what I'm talking about? Just the way that you enjoy listening to the show, maybe. Maybe your mom's a big fan of Stacey and Jay Spoo. Shout out to your mom. Don't you want to tell us how you are just like your mom and or your dad on 061-792-9495?
Stacey and Jay Spoo.
So before we confirm what Stacey said, saying that, you know, she's very much like her mother in all the ways possible. Just one question, Stacey, because I need to know this about your mother.
Mm.
Does she send 5-minute, 7-minute, 20-minute voice notes just like you?
So,
where did you pick that up from?
Actually, let me not lie.
Uh-oh.
Goes to WhatsApp.
They're the same.
Mom.
Oh, no.
So, as you can see here, she was having some technological difficulties.
Yeah.
She kept forgetting to hold her finger down.
Yeah.
That one was 7 minutes and 6 seconds.
All
yes,
right.
Can confirm. Just like my mummy.
She got it from her mama, and in this hour we're asking you what have you gotten from your parent. Now, Stacey Norman, I have met Mama Norman.
Mm-hmm.
I am pleased with the results of how you turned.
Good job.
Good job,
well done,
mommy.
Guys.
She's
good
turning
job.
Out quite well. So let's verify and confirm from the mum.
From the source.
Mama Norman, is Stacey Norman much like you, and what do you appreciate about that?
We love attention.
Okay.
We love being front and center.
Yeah.
That's a given. Shopping, of course, you inherited my shopping gene. You know that we can spend hours in the mall, comfortable shoes, and we just thrive on shopping.
That's...
Moving on to eating. Long, drawn-out meals. Oh, I can just taste the pink clip.
And
laughing at Lord Corn, maybe.
Yes.
And chatting, and chatting, and chatting, which is our favorite pastime. We are obviously both very witty, diplomatic, more you than I.
Thank you.
But definitely we are type A personalities, which means we are competitive,
yep,
and we are driven, focused people. And of course it also makes us a tad anxious, but not the worst. In closing, one thing you did not get from me, I'm so sorry for you, is the Norman calves.
Thanks a lot.
But,
yeah,
you know, it's the lack of the draw, my doll. You got most of the good things from your mother.
Wow.
Love you lots.
That sounds like a very proud mother right there. Shout out to Mama Norman. We see you.
What's
every
you
day, actually. We see you every day.
Yeah, but also, like, why are you going to drag my dad like that? It's like, sorry about those calves, babe. No long boots for you. So, but it's true. My mom and I are almost identical. And she's right. A lot of my best parts are her best parts too. So thanks for that. Nature, nurture. I don't know where the one stops and the other one begins. But if you would like to chime in here and tell us in which ways you are exactly like your mom or your dad, good or bad, and the in-between, 061-792-9495. It's cute, man.
I'm a bit confused about my situation.
Why?
It's a bit of both. When it comes to money, I'm exactly like my dad.
I was going
to
say, you're like a father.
I will spend it quite a bit and pretend as if I plan to do so.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Like, well, no. That's part of the plan.
Yes.
When it comes to my mom, I'm very kind. I have a nice heart. I love people. And, yeah, that's all the good stuff.
We need to get into the rest.
Yeah. No.
nothing else matters.
Wrong day. Yeah. We're preparing for Friday here. We're gonna keep it here.
Keep it light.
So back to your voice notes. How are you very much like your parents?
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. This is Crescenta from Phoenix. I definitely have qualities from both my parents. I have my father's stubbornness, yes, but also his analytical mind and determination, as well as my mother's beauty and her go-getting nature.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. Hope you guys are having a great Thursday afternoon. I think there's some things that I have taken from my mom and my granny also. I always try to listen to my son and understand him, give him that love and attention, be his friend, because I find that's one of the most important things to do with your kids.
Hey, Jay and Daisy Norman. It's me, Jamie. I look like my mom through and through. And I love my animals just like my mom.
Stacey and Jay Spoo.
That's a nice one coming through from Chesney Hawks. The one and only on East Coast Radio. 5 minutes before the hour, 4 o'clock on Stacey and Jay Spoo. We are just embracing how we are becoming like our parents. Maybe you're becoming like your dad and you're going around telling people, yo, when I was young, I used to give them shibobos.
Well, yes. I mean, now, and we've done this at least 4 times today alone, and it's not just the state of the economy. It really is like, wow, you know, when I was at school, bread was like R5. I can't believe it's R25 now. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Complaining in the same way, in the same tone.
It's my back is sore.
Sad. Yeah.
My head hurts.
Yeah.
It's
guys, when you think about it too much, it's actually triggering.
Like staring directly into a mirror. But inevitably, you do become just like your parents, and it is.
It's
what
a beautiful
it is.
Thing.
Yeah, you know what? It's a metamorphosis, and maybe for yourself, it's almost complete. As in, you have reached full peak mom or full peak dad. So how are you, just like mom and or dad? On 061-792-9495. Very cute. Shame.
Good afternoon, Drive Team. This is Alison. My mom passed when I was 6, so I don't really know, apart from my physical appearance, which was quite similar to her, but she loved horses, and I also love horses. My dad, I've got his same manner of dealing with people.
Stacey, hey, Jay Spoo, it's Moya from the Drive Hive. I'm more like my dad. Always believe in one thing. If you do something, do it properly, and otherwise don't
nice.
Do it at all.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. Thorny from Pochepston. I didn't realize how much I am like my mom, and my mom's very caring, and I cook like her, and I sometimes speak like her, and I do that tiny little T-Rex resting arm in my chest, which she always did. It sounds strange, but anyway.
Oh, Stacey and Jay Spoo, it's Celestia. I think I'm really like my mom in a lot of ways. Outgoing, friendly, kind of like the life of the pateki, always okay. Chatting, making friends. Yeah, I'm just one of those kind of girls just like mom. I love talking with my hands. I think I'm a little bit too honest and too direct. Mom was exactly the same. She said it how it was. A spade was a spade, unfortunately.
Oh, such a beautiful thing when you can, you know, take a moment and be like, I'm exactly like my mom, and it's a beautiful thing. So please treasure those moments.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.